So Desi, looking forward to the intermediate final this weekend. I'm sure there's a fantastic atmosphere around the club now, just days out from the big decider.
Ah, yeah, it's great. It's great for us to be in it. Hey, and look, there's a buzz in the town. Yeah. Like this weekend will be five county finals in the last 3 weeks. It's unheard of. I don't know, to get one at any age or any stage would be great, but to get five, like with ladies hurling underage and now two senior teams in it, it's great.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic day with two teams there in the A and the B final. But from your point of view, you've got the A game to look after. It's been a very good season for you. Has it gone as it planned, or has it gone better than you thought it would at the start of the campaign, Desi?
Well, probably now you're in the final, it's probably gone a bit better than what you thought. Like we looked at getting in a quarter final. That we aimed at the nine league games to get settled and get into it, you know, and see. And then our aim was to get out of our group and get into a quarter final, because we never knew what intermediate championship was about. So we had to aim for that. And in fairness, when it came to championship, the boys really, really focused, and they went at every game. It didn't matter who we were playing. They went at it as if it was an All-Ireland final to them. That's the way they looked at it, and that's what they brought to it. And, you know, and people said we got an easier draw. And no game in championship's easy, no matter what you do. We just had to go out and play them, you know.
And were you fearful of maybe that you might fall into this so-called trap of being stuck in intermediate football? Because there is a fear of that. Your opposition, Clonhilly at the weekend, this is their third year in a row in trying to get out of it. Was that maybe in the back of the mind at any stage, Desi?
Well, we never really brought that, because we were new coming into the management. Yeah. We hadn't been there. Probably some of these boys haven't been managed by us at senior. I had a lot of these at underage in schools football, you know. And we were new as a management team coming into it. So we didn't really focus on that. We just focused on getting things right and trying to get the boys confident that they were able to go and play football and enjoy their football. That was a big thing, because they weren't enjoying it before this, you know.
Yeah. Have they got better as the rounds went on?
Probably when you start with 5-19, it's hard to get better than what that was, you know. Like in the first quarter that day, like we had 3-7 scored. It was unbelievable stuff. I thought, What are we going to do to stop them? But look, as it went on, it got tougher. Teams seen that we were doing that. They set up more defensive. It was harder going, you know.
Yeah.
So look, it's probably the last day against Glen was a big test for our boys, because Glen are established. You know, they're a physical team. They have the likes of Aaron Doherty and Lanty Malloy and them boys there that are probably more household names than what we have. You know, and look, at to stand up to that and get out the other side of it was great.
It just shows you as well, if you don't have, I suppose, marquee players, if you want to call it, it's all about the cohesion and the group together, and it certainly gelled well for you guys.
Ah, look, the group's brilliant. The boys themselves are great. Even down into the reserve team, that are all the older lads now playing that have played for years, they're in the reserve team. Like, the group at this stage is brilliant. The buzz is there, the atmosphere, it's all good. And hopefully, look, we can keep it that way, you know.
Yeah. What about the opposition then? What's your take on Clonhilly for the weekend?
Ah, Clonhilly, look at, it's just well publicised that the three in a row, you know, for them, that they don't want. You know, it's not three in a row that you want, it's three that you don't want. And in fairness to Michael's probably seen more of Dunlow maybe than he's seen in Clonhilly, because him and Francie Freeler were in Dunlow the last 3 or 4 years all the time. Every time they had got a minute, they were over watching in Dunlow, you know. So we don't know that much about them really, because we're playing in Division 2. But we've seen them playing here last week, and in fairness, they were very good, because Buncrana were a good team. But they really were a seasoned senior team, if you want to say that, the way they played the game, you know. So you can tell they're playing in Division 1, they're playing that level higher. So hopefully, look, we can compete with them and maybe get them on the home straight. We don't know yet. We'll see how that goes.
That's fine. And then, do you feel any pressure around this, do you? Does the group feel any pressure?
I don't know if they feel pressure or not. I don't feel any pressure now, because we've taken it game by game, and it's all new for us. We're just happy to be there, and you know, we're just delighted to be in a final. Yeah. You know, anyway, a senior final for us is brilliant.
Yeah. You know? It would be some night on Saturday night if the A and the B intermediate title was to make its way back down the road.
Ah, it'd be a great night in Dunlow. Yeah. Jesus, it'd be a brilliant night. We had some good nights over the years, but this would be just top of the three, you know.
Yeah. Well, listen, best of luck in the final, Desi.
Okay, thank you, Oisin.